All right, let's go to our New York studios up in Harlem and go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Lavelle. Happy Friday, everybody. Hey. So, Tom, you know this. The internet is filled with many beautiful things, including art from various artists. Well, my guest this morning has a special, and some might say controversial, collection on Instagram that is getting a lot of attention. It's called the Vulva Gallery, and it celebrates the uniqueness of a woman's body. Goodness. Tom, I'm going inside her story with Hildy Atalanta. I hope I'm saying that right, Hildy. Your last name?
My name is Hilda Atalanta.
Okay, beautifully said. Okay, Hilda Atalanta. Okay, so what inspired you to start this special gallery?
Well, about a year ago, I was attending a lecture, and there I learned about the huge increase of labiaplasty in the United States, in the West. And I was astonished by this. Young women altering the size of their inner labia just to look prettier because they think they don't look nice enough. And I was so surprised, and I realized, well, I think there is a lot of education missing. They don't know that there is so much diversity. So I thought, well, I'm not an educator, but I can paint and I can show that there is so much diversity in the world. So I started the gallery.
Yeah, and your work is beautiful, and it does show the diversity out there with women's
looking
body.
At it now.
Is this based on real women? Are there models, or is this just, you know, your vision, your creation as an artist?
Well, the paintings you see in my gallery are not one-on-one based on models. I use my imagination. Sometimes I look for inspiration on the internet to, see what diversity is out there. It's my artistic interpretation of females' bodies.
What's the general reaction been?
Very positive, actually. I'm astonished. I received so many messages of young women, older women. They saw my gallery and they realized, like, oh my God, I'm normal. I received emails that stating, I'm 29 years old, and for my whole life I thought I was
weird. Looking at one right now. This can't be normal.
Well, it is.
I think I'm looking at that one too.
That can't be nothing.
What I read
abnormal.
About your work too, and your inspiration behind this was trying to give women to focus on, you know, the fact that what we see in magazines and what we may see in movies is not a reflection of what's real all the time.
Yes, exactly. It's a bias. The media show us the perfect body, or what they want us to be perfect, you know, the perfect female, the perfect male, the perfect slim bodies. And also, this goes also for the lady parts. If you look at images on the internet, porn, it's all one type of body you see. And a lot of people don't know that half of all vulvas in the world have inner labia that are longer than the outer labia. So it's half. It's 1.75 billion women with perfectly normal, beautiful vulvas.
Who did this research?
who
did the count?
Professional researchers did this.
You want that job, Tom?
The vulvologist. Okay.
So, Hilda, let me ask you this. Someone, you know, I read that someone reported, you know, on social media, you know, certain types of images can be reported if people are offended by them. And I read that somewhere that someone reported one of your pieces of artwork and that social media, I think Instagram, removed it. Can you tell us about that, what happened?
Well, one of my my illustrations was removed. Instagram has community guidelines. They're very clear about no pornography, no nudity pictures. Art is allowed, nudity in art, artworks, paintings. But, it's a gray area, and some people might be offended by what they see, or they don't understand it. And, also my fellow artist colleagues, they were in the same kind of situations as well. And it happens.
But you keep pushing on. Now, I want you to also talk about why you decided to call it the Vulva Gallery instead of the Vagina Gallery.
Well, about that I can be very clear. The vulva is the external part of the female genitals. So the vagina is actually the birth canal. It's the internal part. And the vulva consists of the labia, the clitoris, the mons pubis, well, everything you can see on the outside. And that's what I'm painting, the external part. And there's so much more to it than just the vagina. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, using the word vulva and showing it is a big step forward in understanding the female anatomy better.
So it's not just artwork. It's an education as yes. well for everyone.
Yes. Lavelle has yes. a question.
Oh, go ahead, Lavelle.
I just wanted to know, you saying that a lot of women are getting judged by the vulvas. I mean, where are they being shown at? Where somebody would say, "Oh, that's an ugly vulva." I don't know where that, you know. I'm just trying to see where people, you know, because, you know, men don't care. We you know, if you show us your vulva, we're gonna appreciate it.
Well, Hilda, would you say it's just the reaction that I guess women look at themselves compared to, again, what's out there in the media? More
yeah,
so?
I think it's a combination of factors. Of course, the media tell us what we should be. And I think a lot of young women are very, very vulnerable for messages like these. And they hear about labiaplasty. And, yeah, sometimes I heard stories like, women approaching me, my gynecologist told me, well, maybe you should consider labiaplasty. Some of them had boyfriends that mocked them for how their bodies looked. So it's a combination of factors.
Are you going to move on to any
other body
parts?
Was that around Christmas? Was that around Christmas?
The labia, stop it.
Yeah, that's a breakup argument right there.
Will you focus on other body parts of the women, Hilda? Like, you know, what's next?
For now, I have a lot of vulvas to paint and a lot of education to, like, body positivity to spread. So I'm going to focus on this for a while, and I'm going to work together with some sex counselors and see how far education can reach with my artwork.
All right. Well, congratulations on this. The reaction has been really strong to it. And where can we find your vulva gallery? That's on Instagram, but your other artwork as well, because you do a lot of artwork.
You can go to my website, thevulvagallery.com, and my other artwork is at hildaatalanta.com. Hmm.
All right, Hilda.
That's a
thank
nice
you so
And
much.
I also have an Etsy shop if you want to get some nice prints. It's all available.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me in your show.
All right, show of hands in the studio. Who has compared their vulvas?
I have compared Volvos.
I have a Volvo. And a Volvo.
I just
Happy Friday, you guys.
Happy Friday. Thanks, Jackie.